The man with the eye wound stood no chance without the help of his friends, but the two untouched men still tried unscrambling this terrifying experience to even think about a rescue attempt. The one-eyed man did the wrong thing and fell to the ground, and he was now an easy target for the enemy. Once down, the beasts were on him like hungry wolves, ready for another feeding frenzy. The other wounded man produced bludgeoning cries in an attempt to be noticed by the uninjured duo. It worked. Curtis regrouped his thoughts, rushed over and supported the stumbling male before escorting him to one of the empty caravans. The blood-lapping monster watched the two men escape before opening its mouth to let out a loud screeching noise, just like the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It was now Tom's turn to head for safer surroundings. He knew Kenny was safe, well, as safe as he could be. He's not a stupid boy, and he will be out of range by now. He'll come home when all the trouble was over, he thought. He ran towards the same caravan as his mates, but as he passed the screeching zombie, it swung an arm at him. Tom was quick enough to avoid this and kicked out at the fiend, landing a superb headshot. Everyone who was locked inside mobile homes was now pressed up against the windows, staring at the living corpses. Their thoughts were on the subject of who and what were these people. The blood-lapping zombie headed for the dead man, feeding on the scraps as the five killers returned to their feet. The end. This has been an excerpt from Morgue of the Dead by British zombie author L.A. Taylor, also recently released as Zombies, Morgue of the Dead in the UK. For more information, please visit www.morgueofthedead.webs.com. You can also follow L.A. Taylor on Twitter at MRWriterMan. Thank you for tuning in to Story and Narrations by Ray Dillon. You can have your short story, poem, excerpt, novel, or script narrated by me too. Please visit storynarration.blogspot.com for more info and follow me on Twitter with @storynarration and @RayDillon.